free-floating within the discomfort. First, let's take a moment to touch base with your posture. If you're in a seated posture, gently straighten your spine. Notice how this leads to more alertness. If you're in a lying down posture, make a strong resolution to try to be alert throughout the whole process that we're going to do. Now, take a deep, slow in-breath, and as you breathe out, feel your whole body relaxing and settling into your posture. We're going to do a procedure that I call free-floating within the discomfort. Here's how it works. You let your awareness be pulled to wherever the discomfort arises within your body. And you label, either by speaking the location out loud or by mentally labeling internally. You label the location that you are drawn to, and then you stay in that location for a few seconds, trying to really experience the sensation there with as much precision and acceptance as you can. You may be pulled to areas of intensity. You may be pulled to areas where the discomfort is rather mild. Any of that is okay. And you don't need to control where the awareness goes. Just let it be spontaneously pulled. But if you find from time to time you're not quite sure where to focus on the discomfort, and you intentionally place your awareness somewhere, that's okay too. But basically, you just let your awareness be pulled to various areas of the discomfort. When you're pulled to the area, you use a simple label. I'll demonstrate what it sounds like. Face. Hands. Whole body. And so forth. Then, as I said, you stay in that area for just a few seconds, and then let your awareness be pulled elsewhere. If you find that you're pulled to more than one area at the same time, just choose one of those locations and focus all your attention there for a few seconds. The reason for doing that is so we can really soak in and have a full experience, so your attention won't be divided into more than one region at once. If you're pulled to the same area over and over again, that's okay. But then let your awareness freely float within that area that you keep being pulled back to, and label the smaller movements of your awareness within that area. Upper right, center, overall, lower left, like that. So the upshot is, every few seconds, you're either being pulled to a very new area of the body, or you're within the same area of the body, but your awareness is shifted a little bit to the right, left, and so forth. The purpose of this exercise is to develop a precision with regard to how the discomfort is unfolding spatially within your body, and also to break the discomfort up into manageable pieces, in the sense that you only have to focus fully on one location for just a few seconds. But for those few seconds, do the best that you can to have a complete experience of that sensation. And, if possible, to totally open up and accept that sensation, challenging though that may be. These then are the basic instructions. Now, let your awareness freely float within the discomfort and note the locations, either speaking the words out loud or making them as mental labels. If you get pulled into thoughts, try to let go of that and stay with the body. Left to its own resources with time, the body knows what to do with discomfort. It will spontaneously enter into a state of equanimity, openness. Continue to free float within the body. Continue to note the locations with simple labels. And whether you make those labels out loud or mentally, try to have a gentle and matter-of-fact quality to your voice. Face, hands, and so forth. And let that gentle and matter-of-fact quality remind you, second by second, to be gentle and matter-of-fact with the sensations that are arising within your body. Now, if the technique we're doing seems productive to you, and you'd like to do it a little bit longer, you can pause and practice it on your own for as long or as short as you would like. Otherwise, we'll move on to the next step in the process.